Well, there we go. Good morning, everybody. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is Tuesday. Digging out here in New York City from a monster snowstorm. Always good to get the Packers offseason off to a bang with a giant storm and freezing temperatures. Lets you know that you're in for a long, cold winter after the Packers let you down yet again. But you know who never lets me down? Everyone in the comments coming in hot, talking Packers already before I even arrive. Good to see everybody. Good to see everybody on all the social channels, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter represented. Todd, what's up? How you doing? We'll see what happens here with the defensive coordinator position. I know Rob Demoski dropped a report about a half hour ago regarding several interviews being set up for today and tomorrow. Or the near future. Interesting names on that list. Jim Leonard, a guy who I get asked about each and every day here on Packers Daily, is apparently interviewing for the job. So we'll see if he can knock Matt's socks off, so to speak, and claim that position that so many Packers fans want him to obtain. Bob Sutton is another name that's on there that I just made a joke on Twitter. He'll fit right in Green Bay with his history of blowing playoff leads. I'm kidding. I'm kind of kidding. I'm not really kidding. I don't want Bob Sutton as defensive coordinator. That's just me. It's just how I roll. So we'll see. Like I said, a lot to play out yet. Hopefully we'll know by the end of the week, if not sooner. Seattle, when does Leonard sign the contract for DC? Well, let's relax. We get off the good stuff. Matt G, media was horrible yesterday, and you spelled horrible wrong, which is hilarious. They are worse than dogs. I'm not quite sure I understand that, but sure. I know a lot of people didn't love a lot of the questions, but, they're going to ask about Rodgers. You knew that was going to happen. Lots of Rodgers questions, a lot of unnecessary Rodgers questions. I did love how many times, like, both Matt and Brian had to say, yes, he's going to be our quarterback.
Okay, just to follow up, and just to be clear, when you say our quarterback, do you mean the Green Bay Packers?
Yes, I mean the Green Bay Packers. Next question.
Yes, when you say our quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, do you mean all 16 weeks?
Yes, all 16 weeks. Thank you. Next question.
When you say the Green Bay Packers quarterback for all 16 weeks, do you mean you will trade him prior to the playoffs?
That was yesterday. So, yeah, I'm with you there a little bit. Andy, thanks for the super chat. NFC Championship game 20 recovery versus 21 recovery. How you doing? I got to say, this one hurt a lot more, man. I wasn't very confident about their chances heading into last year's NFC Championship game. I was much more confident about their chances heading into this NFC Championship game. And they blew it, to quote Robert De Niro in Copland. I can't believe we lost that fucking game. I think that's going to be like every chat from now until September. Hey, Nags, I'm not interested in Jim Leonard. Can anybody name a Badger that truly worked out in Green Bay? Who cares, man? The past is not prologue. Just because he went and coached at Wisconsin doesn't mean anything. He also played all throughout the league. He's got tons of experience in the NFL. That's what matters, man. I had a feeling when the Bucs beat the Saints, this would happen. It was always a possibility, Adam. Like the video, please. Thank you, Robin. Yeah, like the video. Like my ugly mug. D coordinator from Wisconsin looked good to you? I think he's a good coach. I've said it many, many times here on this here chat. I think it's a big jump to go from the college ranks to the pros, especially like a linear coordinator jump. That is a lot of responsibility. And my one kind of question here when it comes to LaFleur and the fit is, Jim Leonard was Mike Pettine's guy, Mike Pettine and Rex Ryan. He followed them around literally in the NFL playing safety and probably hung on a few more years because they valued his intelligence and his ability to get guys lined up and basically clean up mistakes, etc. He's coming out of the same system. So I guess maybe if Matt likes the system but wants to be a bit more aggressive and or have a different attitude brought to it, then I think Jim's got a good shot. But I have no idea if that's the case when it comes to LaFleur and what he's looking for. since he, as he said yesterday, didn't want to give away the answers to the test, so to speak, publicly. Will, thank you for the super chat. Would LaFleur block Hackett from interviewing to be offensive coordinator for a defensive-minded head coach, i.e. exactly what LaFleur did with Tennessee? I tend to doubt it. He's been very effusive in his praise. You know, he was asked yesterday about giving up play calling, which was, again, another weird question. But and he has been very vocal and public about Hackett's ability and his involvement on the offensive side of the ball. I doubt he would block that, but you never know. You know, maybe Matt doesn't get the chance. Maybe Gutekunst goes to Murphy and says, hey, we got to keep this guy in house. Maybe Murphy puts his foot down. We'll see if Hackett starts to garner any more interest next year, but I doubt he would, is my sense. Jeezy, thanks for the super chat. Did someone really ask Coach if he would consider giving up play calling, or am I high? Yeah, I don't know, man. I said it yesterday. I was kind of out of left field for me. Number one offense in the league, and I guess the thinking would be because the other areas are or were deficient, he's got to pay more attention to them, I guess. And that's the reach there, but yeah, I don't really get that one. Do you like a young first-time defensive coordinator paired with Matt LaFleur or an established coordinator? Patrick, that's a really good question. I think there's obviously cases to be made for both. I think more than anything else, they need an attitude adjustment on defense. And that's why I asked what I asked of Brian yesterday. I think, you know, everybody at this level, at this point, knows the X's and O's, right? Everyone can call a scheme or call a coverage and run a scheme and install what they want, blah, blah, blah. But it's just the attitude. And I think that's what Matt's looking for when he's talking about all 11 hats flying to the ball, guys rallying to the ball carrier and things of that nature. And what Brian really kind of took my question yesterday and went a different direction with it. But what I was really asking about is when you talk about bringing in types of players or maybe even drafting players, do you need a little bit more nasty on the defensive side of the ball? And I guess that's a question I'll ask, you know, prior to the draft when we hear from Gutekunst next. But I just think, you know, you look at the best defenses in the league and they seem to have that kind of just a little bit nasty to them that the Packers lack and have lacked for a decade plus. And I'm not talking about Clay Matthews hitting cap out of bounds, stupid penalty nasty. I'm talking just a little bit of nasty, you know, a little attitude. A little play to the echo of the whistle. They need a little Lucas Patrick on the defensive side of the ball is what they need, to my eyes. So to me, it's like, I don't mind if it's an established coordinator or if it's a brand new guy, as long as they bring the attitude and have guys playing really sound fundamental football, but also playing to the whistle, playing to the end of the whistle, and basically letting the offense know that nothing's going to come easy, rather than allowing easy completions on third down repeatedly all the way down the field. That's just me. That's just me. Oh, no. We got all sorts of super chats here. Oh, boy. Hold on. Is that shirt I'm wearing still available online? Yes. Yes, it is. Oh, boy. Hold on. Hold on. Okay. Sorry. I see TJ Lang has chimed in, so I got to see what homeboy is saying here. I see you, TJ. I see you. Oh, you didn't do it online. Okay, you did it in the chat. That's all I care about. Sounds good. Let me get to some super chats. Oh, boy. Zach, thanks for the super chat. How do you think Twitter would treat Pettine if he gave up 4th and 26? Kind of like it treated him after the touchdown at the end of the first half. Walter, thanks for the super chat. Is there something to say for finding a guy, a defense coordinator, that is coaching for a future head coaching job? Like, say, a guy who got some looks last year like Mayo. I like Mayo. I think he's young to the game, obviously, but if you like his credentials and you like his coaching style and you like whatever playbook he presents, I think he's got a shot. I don't know. I mean, it's the thing that so many teams now worry about with an offensive coordinator who's a young hot shot, et cetera. I mean, obviously, look at the defensive side. You don't have to look much further than the Rams. You know, their young hot shot coordinator got a head coaching job in no time flat. Which is odd to me. If you've ever heard that guy talk, I'm like, this is your leader of men? But then again, I kind of thought the same thing when Matt took the podium for the first time, and he's turned out okay. So I guess if you can coach, you can coach. But Walter, no, I don't. I guess that, yeah, there you want a guy who you know, is a good coach. And most guys who are going to be or are good coaches probably have aspirations of being a head coach someday. You know, that's definitely a good problem to have. Dawson, yes, this shirt is available. Hold on, let me get my TJ, there it is. How many whiskeys did you have last night? Over under 7. It was actually only 3. And I have witnesses. So thank you very much. Sam, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts on the other defensive coordinator options besides Leonard? You know, I would just be telling tales out of school if I pretended to have any knowledge of most of them. Obviously, some of them have defensive coordinator experience. Most of those guys, I don't really get too enthusiastic about, but that doesn't mean they wouldn't be good or can't be good. You know, most guys, you know, you look at their resume and you say, okay, he was here, here, and here, and this is how their groups did or their position groups did, and that's my solid thinking on this guy. And, you know, there's so much more to coaching than that. It would be kind of silly for me to opine and pretend like I know what kind of coaches they are. Watching Groundhog's Day today with the girls, possibly later. Although they're still here, but they're probably going to go home soon. They stayed an extra night because of the storm, which is always fun. What else we got? Nags for QB coach. You know, little Aaron, when I was QBing, we used this play to crush Appleton West. Big Daddy Cool Breeze, what's up, man? How are you? Sir, I played for Appleton West. Thank you very much. So I wasn't crushing Appleton West. I was crushing East. I was zoned for East, went to West because of the theater program. Go Terrors. Does Leonard to DC make JJ Watt want to come to Green Bay? Man, the only way JJ Watt's coming to Green Bay if he's playing for free or on a veteran's minimum. And I don't see that happening. Guys, the salary cap is going to be so depressed this year. I mean, it's not going to be 175 probably, which is good, which is what we've been kind of hearing all season long, but it's going to be probably hovering around 180. The Packers are still going to be like $25 million over the cap as of like right now. So they got some work to do before they start bringing in JJ Watts of the world. Middle linebacker is our biggest need. Nick, I'm going to say this right now. Since I'm in a public forum and I can speak to many people at once, and I will tweet this later. I thought so as well, especially after the Colts game this year, but I was wrong. And I would like to take this opportunity to apologize to Peter Bukowski, because I said that he spelled inside linebacker wrong when he said that cornerback was their greatest need. And while I'm not quite sure corner is still the greatest need, I'm pretty sure inside backer isn't. Specifically because of the A, value of the position that the Packers have placed on it traditionally, and B, because they're going to need some help at corner. So, Peter, I am sorry. You were correct, sir, and I was wrong. So there you go. I'm going to tweet that out later. O-line, first in the draft. Yeah, it's a possibility. Always good to build up those lines. And, you know, it doesn't hurt to invest in the guys who are going to be keeping your quarterback upright. I'll tell you what, if David Bakhtiari plays last Sunday, they probably win that game. Never hurts to have depth along the O-line. And the Packers had it for most of the year. They just found a bad matchup where Billy and Rick were very overmatched, especially considering that, you know, they wanted to spread it out, throw it all over the yard, leave those tackles on islands. It's like McCarthy never left. There's moves to be made that could help with the cap. Yes, there are. Plenty. No doubt about it. Clone Jair Alexander. Now, there you go. I thought Kirksey looked better towards the end of the season. Cool pass, 429. You could not be more correct. Yes, he looked much better. Once they moved him to the weak side backer spot, he really came to life. You saw him blitz more. You saw him play with a lot, kind of, I thought, a lot more reckless abandon in a good way. In the sense of not thinking so much, not having to do so much, not being responsible for so much, didn't get caught in coverage as many times. I thought he played a lot quicker to the ball, a lot more free-flowing. Love the move to weak side backer. And that's why people are, when I hear people or see people talking about, you know, oh, just they got to cut Kirksey. I'm like, I don't think so. I think he played pretty damn well down the stretch. Now, that doesn't mean they maybe don't try to adjust his contract, as someone was alluding to earlier. There are lots of moves you can make to try to fix things with the cap, but yeah, I thought he played pretty darn well, all things considering. James, thanks for the super chat. So what if D-back doesn't make it back to good? Well, then you try and find a replacement. But in this day and age, you really think that's going to happen with that player? He didn't turn from a fourth-round pick into a perennial all-pro because he's lazy. I don't know, man. Is it possible? Sure. Do I see it happening? I'll be very surprised. Dustin, worth tagging King for 1 year? No. Tagging? No. Let him go. No. After yesterday's press conference, do you think they add years to Aaron's contract? No, Aaron Harper, I do not. I think they probably move around some guaranteed money and give him some more guarantees. I don't think they're adding years onto the deal, though. I could be totally wrong, but that's my guess. Isaiah, thanks for the super chat. When it comes to getting a new defensive coordinator, do you think they'll go after defensive players from the draft? I mean, do I think they'll draft defense? I think they'll draft how the board guides them. I don't think it'll necessarily be one or the other. James Ferguson, thanks for the super chat. Oh, I did that one already. Sorry, buddy. Need a good pass rusher. They have a good pass rusher. Two of them, in fact. I mean, Preston's probably fallen off, but Z and Gary are really good. If we tag anyone, it'll be Aaron Jones. No, they won't tag Aaron Jones. How can they afford that? I mean, I know Russ Ball is a wizard, but no way. Did someone really suggest we keep King? Did he miss the NFC Championship game? Daniel, to be fair, that is the worst game Kevin's ever played in the history of his life. Now, that said, I'm pretty sure that game is enough to seal the deal if Brian was on the fence. What's Preston's future look like? I would suspect they approach him about a adjustment slash restructure, also known as taking a pay cut. And we'll see if he's amiable to that. If he says no, there's a good chance they do end up cutting him. I think the ball will be in his court in that regards. Oh, boy. Do you see LaFleur going with a Seattle-style defense, Rams-style, Tampa-style, or 3-4 defense? Alex, I've been told it doesn't matter. I don't know. I think it really depends on the personality fit and the style fit for the whoever it is he's interviewing with. I know Spoon had reported that he's reached out to Chris Richard, however you say his name, who most recently was with the Cowboys, but cut his teeth with Pete Carroll back in the day. He would obviously come from that school, the cover three, Legion of Boom style. Jim Leonard obviously comes out of the Pettine 3-4, Rex Ryan style. So it sure seems like he's kind of casting about. Bob Sutton, he's a 4-3 guy. I know there's a couple others that are from the Fangio tree. So I think it doesn't really, I don't think he's looking for one specific scheme. I think he's looking for a good fit as far as his feeling and feel for whoever it is he ends up hiring a defensive coordinator. Colin, thank you for the super chat. You've been saying Love sits for 2 years and then they trade 12. Still believe that? Go Pack, go. Colin, I think there's still a very good chance. Yes. We'll see. Now, that all depends, and I said this yesterday, last night on Twitter, it all depends on Love. All you need is Love. It all depends on his development. If he looks like he's coming along, and he looks pretty damn good. Yeah, there's a good chance they trade Rodgers. If Love is still not ready, then no. They're not going to force it just to do it. Yeah, there's still a decent chance that happens, in my eyes. Let's bring in Joe Witt Jr. Joe just got a job somewhere. I can't remember where it was, but he just got hired a couple weeks ago. Got a new gig. Got that one. Make sure I didn't miss any super chats. The super freaky. What's up, Q King? All I want for Christmas is Clark's running mate. Ooh, now you're cooking with gas. My guess would be that would have to come through the draft, and I can't imagine that, you know, the guy who would be a true running mate slash compliment to Kenny is going to be sitting there, you know, late first round. Traditionally, those guys are going to be top 10, just outside the top 10. If we're talking about true three down difference maker, etc. But you never know. I don't know. Maybe the Packers pull off a trade. Maybe they find someone bargain basement on the free agent market. And that's the thing. The Packers aren't the only team that's going to need to make moves to get under the cap. And I suspect there's going to be a number of guys sitting out there in free agency willing to take one-year deals to come chase a ring with Aaron Rodgers. Maybe there's a big defensive tackle that's just out there waiting. We'll see how the market shakes out, so to speak. Jeezy Baby, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. If we go 3-4, that makes Smiths and Gary expendable? No. No. Okay, first of all, they already run a 3-4. That's what they ran. Everything was based out of 3-4 under Pettine, so they probably must keep doing what they're doing. But if you mean if they switch to a 4-3, no. You heard Brian yesterday talk about how versatile most of the players on defense are, or he considers them to be. They would simply switch positions, most likely. I would suspect all three of those guys would end up being defensive ends in whatever 4-3 system they end up implementing. But, you know, in this day and age, everything's a sub package. You know, I don't doubt there would be a hybrid kind of type going on passing downs, on later downs, etc., where we would still see the Smiths and Gary standing up at, you know, old school backer style as they have throughout the last few years. So, no, there is no guy getting hired or scheme being implemented that is going to make the Smiths and Gary expendable. That is not happening. So Love went from Mahomes to Hasselbeck comparisons. I don't know by who, Cynthia. I have never compared him to either one of those guys, but maybe someone else has. Is Oren Burks only special teams? Sure looks that way. They haven't utilized him much, if at all, since trying to push him out to outside backer earlier this year, and that was a miserable failure. He's good on special teams. There's no question about it. Special team stalwart, but definitely not the guy from scrimmage. No more transplants? No more transplants, Lenny. Probably not till the draft. We'll have one for the draft, and we'll have a special watch party for the draft, undoubtedly, much like we did last year. It was a lot of fun. TJ, if you're still here, TJ was on our draft party last year. Preston, thanks for the super chat. Packers should have drafted a wide receiver in the first round. Now y'all are trolling. All year long. Yes, the wide receiver from the first round definitely would have helped block JPP and Barrett in the NFC Championship game. Y'all stay wildin'. Q King, thanks for the super chat. Thoughts on Kirksey, end of the season? I talked about it earlier in the chat. I thought he played really well once he was switched to outside backer. The weak side backer, sorry. It's not strictly outside. Once he was moved to the will, I thought he played really well. And you can rewind the chat and hear everything I said about it. Tags will not be used this year. I very much agree, New York Cheesehead. Russell looks solid on special teams. I agree. Since we don't have Aaron Rodgers Tuesdays, have you watched Ted Lasso yet? I have not yet, Robert. I really want to. I watched the first episode. I really liked it, and I have to watch the rest of it. I keep trying to make sense of my life. Is Lazard a reliable number two going forward? I think so. I do think he had a really rough outing in the NFC Championship game, and I do think they'll keep continuing to look to augment that position. But I think he's a talented guy who really helps their offense. Does a lot of dirty work, no doubt about it. I promise you guys can get your chats read without typing in all caps. Oh, but they're so angry, buddy. They're so angry. All right, I got to get going. Can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking some Packers. Please, please hit like on the video. Subscribe to the channel. Patreon members, the Patreon happy hour will be tomorrow night at 6 p.m. Eastern. The information is on the Patreon page. Always a ton of fun. If you'd like to join us, if you're interested in supporting Cheesehead TV, all we ask is $5 a month. Help support everything we do at Cheesehead TV, both .com, video, social, everything we do with the brand. If you can't hop on board Patreon, I totally understand, but please just hit like, hit subscribe, tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.